With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has launched a major air attack on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The series of Israeli airstrikes came just days after 16 people were injured when a Houthi rocket struck Tel Aviv. In a statement on X, the Israeli military says fighter jets struck a number of Houthi military targets on Yemen's west coast. The Post says the ports were being used to smuggle Iranian weapons into the region. Another example of what Israel calls the Houthis' exploitation of civilian infrastructure for military purposes. Bob Agner reporting.
Russia's top security agency says it arrested several suspects accused of a Ukrainian plot to kill top military officers in Russia. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The announcement follows the killing of a top Russian general more than a week ago. The Federal Security Service, or FSB, said that it has arrested four Russians accused of making preparations to kill senior defense ministry officials. The FSB said that the suspected organizers of the attacks were planning on using a remotely controlled car bomb. They added that another top military official was to be assassinated by an explosive device hidden in an envelope. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Finnish police say authorities detained a ship linked to neighboring Russia as they investigate whether it damaged a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables. It was the latest incident involving disruption of key infrastructure. Police and border agents boarded the Eagle S and took control as they investigate damage to the S-Link 2 undersea power cable. The cable brings electricity from Finland to Estonia across the Baltic Sea. The cable went down on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 28 points, the Nasdaq dropped 10. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With only weeks left in his term, President Biden is quietly abandoning his efforts to enforce transgenderism in the nation's schools. The Department of Education says it will no longer seek to override state laws that bar males from competing against females in sports. Administration officials point to ongoing litigation over how Title IX, the landmark law preventing sex discrimination, should handle issues. This is SRN News. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently profited when a luxury Napa Valley, California resort won a COVID-19 bailout. We hear more on the story from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Auberge de Soleil appears to be first rate in all ways but one. While the glamorous resort fills rooms that routinely go for $2,000 a night with A-list celebrities and tech titans, financial records suggest it did not provide much of a return to at least two of its investors, Representative Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. That changed when it received millions of dollars in congressionally authorized COVID-19 relief funds in 2020 and 2021. A Real Clear Politics investigation analysis found that Pelosi's profits spiked from a variety of holdings that won significant government rescue funds, which amounted to $28 million, a total more than previously known. Bernie Bennett reporting.
News and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.